Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Pseudo Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Bering County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. We've got special guests in the studio this morning. We've got Brandon Bell. He's Metcalf County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. So, Kristen and I have talked about earlier in the week, we talked about gifts for farmers and then gifts for gardeners, and we are going in a completely different direction today. We're going to be talking about an upcoming program that's going to be happening December 13th and 14th, and glad to have it back in person again, and that's our annual Soakie commercial pesticide training. Brandon, for those folks that are not familiar with commercial pesticide trainings, tell them why we have this and what we try to accomplish.
Okay, we've basically got two kinds of pesticide certification in the state. We have got private applicator certification, which you will go to your extension office and you will become a private applicator for pesticides. That is for the farmer who is going to be doing his own spraying on his own crops, or that farmer is allowed to spray for other people as long as no money is exchanged. So that would be considered non-commercial. When we switch over to commercial, we're talking about the guys that you see working for farm supply stores out spraying in the spray coops. We're talking about people that we see working for a municipality, a city, county government, spraying right-of-ways. We're talking about people that do lawn care, that charge people for spray services. So we just wanted to differentiate between private applicator and commercial applicator. And basically, to become a commercial applicator, people have to take an initial test, and then they have to do so many continuing education credits within a given, or continuing education courses, and receive credit for that within a given time. So each year we offer these continuing education opportunities. It is done as a group. Will be considered the 10 counties in the Brad area put this on, and it is at the Logan County Extension Office. That's on Russellville Road there in Russellville. And it's a two-day event. The first day we focus on pasture, crop, and farm supply. So those people that are basically going to be going out and spraying farmland, whether it be hay ground, whether it be a field of alfalfa, pasture, corn, beans, wheat, your agronomic type crops, that is what we cover. And we try to make it cover specific categories that they need continuing education for.
Yeah, and we've got, and it's not just for Kentucky, the folks down in Tennessee.
That's right.
They've got the same type of requirements. It's a little bit different. So our folks that put this together for us and help us out with this, they hook us up so we get Kentucky and Tennessee credits.
That's right. And, you know, that's Monday, December the 13th. That's
right.
The Pasture, Crop, and Farm Supply Day. Tuesday, December 14th, that's turf and ornamentals. And, you know, that's going to be your guys that work for a commercial landscaping or lawn care company that do spraying. That's going to be for people that spray right-of-ways, that may work for a municipality, golf courses. There's just a lot. It's more it's specifically geared towards the turf and ornamental people. So,
right, the non-production ag side.
Right, that would be right. So if you're out there and you're listening and you need continuing education credits, if you are a commercial applicator, then, you know, we'd like to have you in Logan County. It's $50 per person per day, but you will get some awful good refreshments and some awful good meals.
You'll eat $50 worth.
And you'll learn a lot.
Yeah, that is. And so if you're interested in signing up for this, the easiest way to do is to pick up your phone and call your local cooperative extension office. Just call the cooperative extension office in your county. You can call the Logan County office. You could call the Metcalf County office. You could call the Barron or Warren County office as well. But probably the easiest for you to do is just call the extension office in your county. That's December 13th and 14th down at the Logan County Extension Office, $50 a day. Soakie commercial pesticide training. Check it out. Brandon, we appreciate you coming in. You got anything else?
You can register at the door, too.
That's right.
Because, you know, we've got to receive your payment one way or another, so you could pre-register by calling your extension office or just show up.
That's fine. Just show up. That'll be great. Thanks, Brandon, for bringing that in. And, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends over at Hobdy, Dye & Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.